This is UN and Africa from the United Nations in New York. I'm Matthew Wells. In this week's programme, Algerian mothers counter violence against women beginning with their sons at home. And we look at how village community banks are working in Tanzania. But first, a full investigation is due to be held into a deadly incident last month at a UN compound sheltering civilians in Malakal, South Sudan. At least 18 were killed and dozens injured following intercommunal violence at the Protection of Civilians site run by the UN mission in the country, UNMISS. The site is one of six UN bases in South Sudan, which are housing some 200,000 people who've been displaced by more than 2 years of conflict in the world's youngest nation. UNMISS Chief Ellen Margareta Loy travelled this week to Malakal, where she met with affected communities and local leaders. She talked to Luca William Atiel about her visit, which coincided with International Women's Day on 8th of March.
Well, I went to Malakal because after the terrible events that happened on the 17th and 18th of February, where I was out of the country, I wanted to see with my own eyes what had happened, and I want to talk with the staff and be briefed by them.
What is your impression to Malakal? Why you actually decided to come at this crucial time?
Well, because many people lost their life and many were injured during the clashes in the PUC side. So I wanted to come and pay my respect, but also to discuss how we can look forward and avoid similar incidents happening in the future.
People seem they lose hope towards United Nations like this when the crisis happened. Now, what could be your message, or what is the other way around to prevent such violence in the future?
Well, we will have a very thorough investigation of what happens and to see if we can do better in the future. And I appeal to everybody, don't jump to conclusion until we have investigated everything thoroughly, and let us try and move forward and work on peace in South Sudan and on reconciliation among the various communities. Well, today is International Women's Day, and what I've seen up here in Malakal, not only in the camp but also in the town, underlines the importance of making sure that women get an opportunity to take part in developing society, that girls get to go to school, that they get to contribute to the development of the country.
Algerian mothers are being empowered to raise their sons to reject the use of any violence against women. That's just one of the bold initiatives being taken by the UN Population Fund, UNFPA, inside the North African country. Nearly a third of parliamentary seats are held by women in Algeria, and the country has made great strides in passing laws to safeguard women's rights. But according to Mariam Khan, UNFPA representative in Algeria, there is still much work to be done on gender equality issues. Maya Yacoub asked her to outline how UNFPA was working for women across Algeria.
UNFPA has identified a niche, an innovative area to facilitate the government of Algeria and the Ministère de Solidarité's efforts to advance all aspects of women's life, and it is increasing male involvement in elimination of violence against women. Compared to many other countries, Algeria is doing very well vis-à-vis women's status, political participation, education parity. A lot of social safety nets are in fact available for women in Algeria. That being said, as with many other countries, a lot of progress remains to be made. One issue that is of particular interest based on our analysis here is, and this came to the front especially last year in December when the domestic violence law was passed, is that there are not so many men in the public space who speak about these issues openly in support of the women's agenda. And so in discussion with the minister, UNFPA identified this as an area in which we would help them mobilize additional male partnerships to advance women's issues and especially address the issue of violence against women in Algeria. So for this International Day, we have very large and diverse media campaign going on. Now we have a number of very interesting partnerships around this issue.
Are you targeting the youth male?
I'm so glad you asked that. We know that perceptions about attitudes to women and violence and its levels of acceptability start at a very early age. Mm-hmm. So again, based on our analysis and the culture in Algeria, we identified two main things. We identified the role of mothers in raising sons and raising a son to respect women. Mm-hmm. This is one key theme of the media campaign, and we emphasize this one. last year in the campaign. For the current one, because it has had a much broader dissemination, we couldn't narrow the messages down to a particular age group, but we certainly kept them broad so that they would speak to the majority of men who are maybe undecided, definitely silent, to bring them out of a passive state into a more engaged state of discussion, dialogue, and reflection, and hopefully action in the coming weeks and months ahead on the issues of prevention of violence against women. So the target to respond to your question is men of all ages, and it's also the parents of young boys. These are sort of the main primary target audiences. But to have a broader debate in society about this subject is certainly something that we're very excited about here, as are our partners. Everyone's got a smile when they see some of the audio spots that have been done.
Mrs. Khan, as UNFPA representative working there on the ground, how would you describe the situation of women now?
I think the Algerian woman, and in society as a whole in Algeria, there is quite a lot of respect for women. Mm-hmm. There is a certain authority, especially authority as a mother, that the Algerian woman wields. We have fairly strong political participation, especially as of 2012, and almost 30% of seats in the parliament are held by women. There is gender parity coming along in education. There is a large percentage of judges and lawyers that are women. What I would say is that progress is definitely there.
A program that supports banks in Tanzania, which loan money to women business owners, works very well for all sides. That's the assessment of Bengi Isa, Executive Secretary at the National Economic Empowerment Council in the East African country. Her organisation recently set aside 1 billion shillings, or more than $450,000, as a guarantee to banks that provide loans to groups of women entrepreneurs known as village community banks. Stella Vuso caught up with Miss Isa in Dar es Salaam to mark International Women's Day.
In Tanzania, we have groups of women called the village community banks. These groups, for women who come together, they collect their own savings and they borrow from one another. But through that mechanism, the government also give them the guarantee through the financial institution so that they can get loans to facilitate their own businesses. And actually, that guarantee works very well because it reduces the interest rates from almost 60 to 11%. And that is very little compared to other financial institutions without the guarantee.
How many women are you reaching out to, and how would you describe the, you know, the gap between the urban women and the rural women who are accessing this kind of facility?
Actually, in Tanzania, we have about 2.2 million people who are practicing Vikoba. And out of those, 80% are women. And therefore, you can see we are reaching a lot of women. The groups that are coming together under Village Community Bank are almost 100,000. But their capital is 1.5 trillion. We are reaching them through the different mechanisms because all the village community banks, they're working through promoters. For example, some of them, they are international NGOs, some of them are national NGOs, but the main role is to facilitate formation of groups, to oversee them, to nurture them, and things like that. So the government, as a government, is working through those promoters to make sure that we reach out all groups.
And what sort of businesses do these women undertake after benefiting from the Vikoba?
Most of the women, they process food and pack and sell them. Some of them, they do the dairy business. Some of them, they do livestock businesses. Some of them, they do farming. Some of them, they do artwork using the hands and things like making clothes, making baskets and things like that. Some of the women, they've actually worked through this mechanism for a long time and they've been able to accumulate a lot of capital. You find that some of the groups, they have up to 500 million shillings as their capital, and their businesses are actually expanding. They've been selling inside the country and outside the country as well.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of UN and Africa. You can follow more of our programmes at radio.un.org. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Matthew Wells.